All right, I promise we're going to talk about NBL, and who better to talk about that than the Age's own Roy Ward. G'day, Roy.
G'day, Rowan. How you going, mate?
Very well, very well. Now, I don't know if you heard me before. I was just saying, as a self-admitted layperson on basketball, I know you're right across it, but I really am getting the impression that it's making a big surge back into the sporting consciousness of this town. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's amazing what some investment and some money really does with this with sport in this country. I mean, the NBL this year, we've been so lucky to have Larry Kesterman take charge of it and really bring back a lot of great stars like David Anderson, make sure guys like Chris Golding have stayed here and kept playing, and brought in some imports like Casper Ware, who have been sensational to watch. So the standard's up, the games are closer than ever, and that's going to get interest no matter what you do.
What about crowds? What have been our high point for crowds, and what sort of averages are we doing?
Well, Perth, who have always had big crowds, they had near 13,000, I believe, on the weekend at Perth Arena for their clash with Adelaide, which they lost. Adelaide's top of the league. So Perth are really still setting the standard. Melbourne's had some sellouts at Hisense Arena. Of course, they can't use it because of the tennis at this time of year. So they had a sellout of 3,500 odd at the State Netball Hockey Centre instead. And Sydney are having some good crowds, and a few, and the other sort of smaller clubs are doing pretty well as well. So they're up, that's for sure.
It must feel like a bit of vindication, or I guess, pleasant karma for people, administrators particularly, that stuck with the game during the hard times.
Look, it is like that. And I think it's also just a sign that when you start investing in something, when you start doing things properly, doing them at the highest standard you can muster, it gets results. I mean, the NBL have also made some wonderful links with the NBA, and they've said, well, here's the benchmark, the world benchmark for really sporting administration and sports marketing is the NBA, and they've made great links with those guys, and made, you know, good connections and sort of learnt off them, and it's starting to rub off too. But as star talent is what really moves it, and that's what we're seeing this year.
Well, let's talk about Melbourne United. You see some good rebounds in sport. Well, theirs was one of the best. They got absolutely smashed by the Adelaide 36ers. How many points did they lose that one by?
Too many.
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember, but it was 20 plus.
27 apparently. Absolutely flogged on Thursday night, but managed to bounce back beautifully with a win over Cairns at the Cage. Tell us what happened.
Look, Melbourne went to Adelaide heavily undermanned. They were without Chris Golding, their star scorer, without Todd Blanchfield, who had a delayed concussion, and without Ramon Moore, who it turns out had injured his calf to a degree that he couldn't return this season. He's out for the rest of the campaign. So they went in heavily undermanned. Adelaide, being the top team that they are, gave them the smacking that they had coming to them. But they came back to Melbourne, they got Chris Golding back on court, they got Blanchfield back on court, and Casper Ware, their import point guard, just turned on one of his best performances with 31 points. And they beat Cairns Taipans. And where this match really mattered was that the season series was up for grabs, and Cairns has three games in hand on Melbourne. So they were every chance of catching Melbourne United if they get some wins at the back end of the season. But now Melbourne has not only a couple of games lead on them, they have the tiebreaker as well. So a very important win for Melbourne, and they were very happy for themselves because, look, from here, every win is just going to be worth double because of how close the league is.
Now, we touched on the resurgence of the NBL, and one of the things I like when a sport sort of starts picking up popular support are little initiatives like they did at the weekend, the Heritage Round, and I saw some promotional material from it, and a few shots that people like Andrew Gaze probably wouldn't want to see again. It's amazing how shorts have got bigger and bigger in every sport, but they probably needed to most in basketball. It wasn't a great look. I know United were wearing the old South Melbourne singlets. How did that all work out?
Look, it was always going to be a bit of a difficult one for Melbourne United because, of course, they were Melbourne Tigers before they rebranded, and South East Melbourne Magic were the bitter rivals back in the 1990s there of Melbourne Tigers. So there was always going to be a bit of blowback, there was, but there was a lot of support to a lot of people saying just how good it was to see that black, very noticeable singlet from that 1990s era back on court, because the Magic had mass support back in those mid-90s years. They won two championships, and Melbourne United also honoured those those championship-winning teams in wearing that jersey, and it was just great to see it back. And I think across the league, they went with a sort of 1990s theme, so we saw quite a few of the 1990s strips, which was the NBL's first big boom. So I think it was great to see some of those strips back and see those colours and the sort of the era that so many of us who are 25, 30-plus really fell in love with the game. So it was great. And it was great to hear Dave Barlow after the game. He was a Victorian boy, plays for Melbourne United, who said how great it was to wear the Magic top and how he would love to wear a North Melbourne Giants top. He said he wants to wear D-Max top from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd love to see a Melbourne Tigers top as well, which I think is going to be a bit difficult for Melbourne considering they left the Tigers brand, but perhaps it would be a good way to re-embrace those few fans that haven't come back on yet.
Did D-Max play for the North Melbourne Giants?
Yeah, he first came out here. Brett Brown, now the Philadelphia 76ers coach, brought him out to play for the Giants, and none of us knew who he was. And before you know it, he'd taken over the league and won a title. So
yeah,
that was a wonderful sort of 94, 95, wonderful time in the league. And D-Mac was one of those stars that just grabbed so many people's attention and was a role model for so many of us when we were coming up.
And the evolution of Melbourne United too. There's so many. I was just trying to think of all the evolutionary steps along the path. Is their heritage the non-awarding Billabong Spectres?
No, they were the Tigers. Melbourne were the Tigers. But what they've done is they've embraced every one of those. They sort of do a thing before the game, acknowledging all the past teams, and they've got sort of
takes 10 minutes, does it?
Set up at some point, it takes a while, but you do it way early, so they've got plenty of time. But I think it's going to be great if we can even embrace some of the smaller, the St Kilda side, some of the smaller teams that were really there at the start of the league. I think that would also be great over time, and just to re-educate people that there have been so many of these clubs that have held a important part in the league's history.
Just a quick word too as we let you go on the WNBL. I think Dandenong got the win in overtime on the weekend.
Dandenong left it till the very, very last couple of minutes of the game to get back and force overtime, and then scored 17-5 in the overtime, if you don't mind. And
wow,
took what looked like a comfortable win when it really wasn't. They're on top of the league, Dandenong, but they were really in some strife. They lost last week to Adelaide, who had been winless before that game, and before that weekend. And then they looked like they were going to drop a game to Melbourne Boomers before getting in overtime. So hopefully they're back on the path now, Dandenong. They needed that win. It was their 25th anniversary in the WNBL as well, so it was a great result for them. They go back to Dandenong this weekend. Back to Adelaide this weekend to face the Lightning. Good chance for them to get some revenge. And Melbourne Boomers host Perth on Sunday. Will be a great game, 3 p.m. Perth have a shooter named Sammy Whitcomb. And I tell you, I would rate her in the top five shooters, man or woman, playing in NBL, WNBL at the moment. She is a wonderful shot.
Big raps. Thanks very much for your time, Roy. Always a pleasure talking basketball with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Rowan. Great to hear you on air, mate.
Cheers, mate. Checks in the mail.